Christiana Werner of the University of Freiburg in Germany lines up a row of steel canisters on a table. She's about to release $20,000 worth of carbon dioxide into the air.
Why can you do it here? Because we are in an enclosed ecosystem.
In a real rainforest, it's impossible to track carbon cycles closely. But this forest is sealed inside a gymnasium-sized pyramid of steel and glass. Werner opens a valve, and a puff of air escapes. This is heavy carbon, or carbon 13. It's manufactured so instruments can detect it.
So we can really make the carbon flow through a system visible with this technique, and that's why it's so exciting.
Scientists know forests soak up about a third of carbon emissions from fossil fuels, but they don't know exactly where that carbon goes or how it's affected by drought. Laura Meredith is director of rainforest research at Biosphere 2. She wants to find out if ecosystems will respond to droughts in a way that releases carbon and worsens climate change, or...
or in a way that actually helps mitigate it, helps slow down the process. Maybe they have some mechanisms that allow them to be very resilient and to sort of absorb those changes.
It's a massive experiment with 80-plus scientists from 13 institutions, funded by a $2 million grant from the European Research Council. Inside the Biosphere 2's rainforest is a hollowed-out mountain buzzing with scientific instruments.
In this room, we have about 20 gas analyzers.
A spider web of plastic tubes links the analyzers to every part of the rainforest.
The plants look a little bit like they're hospitalized with all of the sensors, too. And so we have sap flow sensors, water storage sensors.
The team even had to hire climbers to scale to the top of the glass dome and hook sensors onto individual leaves. Jana Uren is a biosystems engineer.
We had to order like 20 bags of turkey bags, like that you would normally cook your Thanksgiving turkey in, and we made little enclosures for leaves.
That's to figure out how plants spend their carbon when they're stressed. Do they store it in roots and leaves, give it away to microbes, or breathe it back into the air as a kind of coping mechanism? Joost van Haren is an earth scientist at the University of Arizona.
It's this resilience that trees have, which is so super cool. And that because of many ways that trees are so different from us humans, that we really don't quite grasp that kind of resilience just yet.
The scientist will collect almost a petabyte of data, says cyber infrastructure expert Bonnie Hurwitz. That's like a book with 500 billion pages.
Everything is wired and linked up, streaming to the cloud, and it gives us an opportunity, unlike any other ecosystem, where we have both the technology and the science in place to really measure and monitor these global processes that are impossible to do in the field.
The idea is to build better models of how ecosystems work. The scientists say those predictions will be crucial as real rainforests begin to heat up. John Adams, deputy director of Biosphere 2, says it was built by people who dreamed of going to other planets, but now it's about protecting our own.
There is only one Earth. Everything just had to come together to make it a suitable atmosphere and conditions for you and I to survive, and you just don't find that anywhere else.
Today, the team turns the rain back on, and they'll study the rainforest as it recovers. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney.